The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to We the People, brought to you by the Reading Tea Party and all the other folks that care about hearing what's going on in the land of We the People. All topics are on the table if they involve limited government, fiscal responsibility, and following the Constitution. So we could be talking about almost anything on Sunday morning. Today we're actually recording on a Wednesday afternoon for you because we have a really special lineup of something different, something we did about 6 weeks ago, and everybody liked it so much that we thought we would start all over again and really do a good job with it. I have Mike and Patty Smith in the studio with me. Say something, you guys.
Does that mean that we didn't do a good job before?
No, that means that it was like a panic. We were on a time schedule, which is always so hard. So today we have a little extra time. We are going to be talking about the music of the Patriot Movement, and very much like what happened in the '60s and in other eras where the music spoke so much to what was going on with the people. Today is We the People and their music. So as Bob has dubbed it, Segway Sunday. So on Segway Sunday, we have our first segue, which would be a musical clip from
Krista Branch.
Right on.
The people.
All right, hit it, Bob.
I am America.
Isn't she cool?
She is cool. I think we played a teensy clip of her last time, but that's great.
Yeah, she puts a video to this thing, and you just can't help it. You're shivering up and down the back and, you know, ready to run out in the streets. And,
yeah, really. No kidding. I know, it's me.
It's me.
I'm American. Okay, so you're going to put that video on the website?
Yeah, we'll stick that on the website.
Okay, so let's see, folks. You can't call in today. Because we pre-recorded, which you probably already figured out. You can go to the chat room, however, and on your way to the chat room, you will be on the radio page that'll have all the information about all the artists that you hear today, bunches of their videos. You're going to be blown away by the webpage for today's program since we've had a little extra time to put it together. So the address is www.wethepeopleradio.us. So when you go there, you can, like I said, fire up on the chat, and you can send this program by about 12 o'clock today. You'll be able to send this program to anybody you want. And I would encourage you to just email this thing and go viral. Very fun. I sent out the show 2 weeks ago, I guess, I sent it out. And it's funny, I got an email from somebody way out of town who fired it back to me and said, "Hey, you should listen to this program."
Oh, that's funny.
I was all, yes, this is a good thing. So we've got folks calling in from all over the country today. And Mike and Patty Smith are in the driver's seat on this deal. So, all right, you guys, what are we doing? Oh, Elizabeth's on vacation, by the way, in case you're wondering if she's going to have her debut singing experience yet one more time this week. Darn it. She's in Colorado, so.
Do you think she took my CD with her? Because I know she loves that thing. I'm sure she'd want to listen to
she's
it.
She probably hasn't had time.
2,000 miles.
Now she's probably still singing All the Gold in California.
Well, she kept saying that CD would be perfect for a road trip, so we're going to have to give her a hard time.
We will get a full report next week.
Yes.
All right, so.
Okay, well, let
segue,
me.
Segue, Mike. What are we up to next?
I'd like to update what's happened to me. I broke my foot, and I'm kind of stuck at home writing music. So I got a brand new song that we're going to debut right here in the studio, for better or worse. And we'll do that pretty quick. But along with being shut down, it's kind of tough on the economy not having having the paychecks coming in like it was happening. So we shut down our website, and the folks are going to have to find us now on Big Dog Music Mafia. That's where you'll find Michael E. Smith on Big Dog Music Mafia.
And is that a .com?
And that is a .com.
It's also on the front page of the Reading Tea Party website.
Yeah,
there's an icon there, and so we'll get it on the radio
page. It's easy to find on the web page. Click on that link, and away you go. And we have like 400-plus members that are all doing these outrageous songs and poetry and blogs, and incredible people have showed up on our door there, and we're working together, and it's really an incredible thing. It's a beautiful thing.
Exactly, and through the miracle of technology, we don't have to wait until everybody becomes famous and, you know, rallies a bunch of money and gets a big CD made. I mean, people can get their music out on the air now, yep, so much easier than ever before. But does that just make it, like, crowded? Is it, like, too many people on the freeway?
I would think so, but no. There's just so much choice, and with the technology, I think you just find yourself where you find yourself.
It's kind of funny. All our phones are going off. Okay, we muted all our phones, but apparently we stink at that, and they're still, mine's still muted. Okay, go figure. Oh, it's Patty. Oh, Patty goes under the bus.
My mother just left me a message.
Go, Mom. Well, as we're listening to this, I'm with my mom because I'm turning 50 this month, so my family has required that I go down and turn 50 where it's easier for them to have access at their house. So that's what I'm doing for fun.
So they don't have to transport all those black balloons.
So they don't have to drive 3 hours to come up and make sure that I'm going to officially go over the line. So what's next, Mike? We have more music? Are you playing a song for us?
Do we have a commercial coming up? Do we need to get one out of the way?
Bob?
Well, we've got about another 5 minutes or so before
Sweet.
Our first break.
All right, go for it. We are going to hear from lots of people today. I spoke with a guy in New York, so we're going to hear from him. And just in case you were curious, yes, he does have an accent, and he does sound really fun. So we've got all sorts of people coming up. All right, Mike's all guitared up. What's it called?
All right, brand new song. It is The Real Obama.
Nice.
You can imagine. Stand up, you know the man that so few see. Not bad, lip service, teleprompter reading Messiah, working hard for you and me. Now show us your plan, show me the man, and do it with that gleam in your eye. 'Cause you know, yes you can fly and high on your pie in the sky. Well, the real Obama, please stand up, you know the one that's doing just great and destroying our private health care plans all across the lower 58. Oh, now we saw the guy, he will not rest, he's got the hope and change. Now show us who you think is best, you hear them chant your name. Obama, Obama, the real Obama. We've come to know, you know, he wakes up with a grin. No greater man, no greater plan to do a nation in. The real Obama, he's walking around on air, and it smells like victory. His fundamental transformation's gonna bring us to our knees. Now show us the man, show us your plan to destroy our freedom and liberty. 'Cause you know you're the man, and you know, yes, you can play God and rule by decree. Just don't you tell me you're not my enemy.
Nice. Patty and I were over here chanting Obama like we were supposed to. We got to be the Pips. But Bob, being the excellent sound engineer that he is, had us muted.
Oh.
everybody else is like, oh, thank goodness.
I was hoping for some harmony to save the song.
Yeah, no harmony today. No. Nice job.
If you want to join in, just let me know. But it, quality-wise, it's better if we just have one mic.
Patty, what's he saying?
Instead of three.
Quality-wise? What's up with that?
If he's singing, I mean.
Oh, I know. Okay. That was great. Okay, so what gave you the idea on that one, besides the news every night?
Sitting around with a broken foot, listening to the news every night. It's like, come on, man. I'm tired of seeing this guy tell us what he thinks we want to hear, you know. And then he goes off and signs away, our future and our freedoms and our liberty. And so, I've never written an Obama song, and I decided...
So we're just going to go all the way to political incorrectness today. Oh, yeah, did
Absolutely.
We mention that?
Yeah.
On Segway Sunday, we are politically incorrect with our politically incorrect music. Because, you know, music about a time in history where there's really great angst. Let's face it, you got to take sides on a lot of it.
Well, I'll tell you, we're going to be talking to Nate Smoove.
Patty doesn't like being politically correct either, so...
Not at all.
In our last half hour, we're going to have Nate Smoove here, and he's a Christian gentleman, and he really is, he promotes prayer. Let's get praying, man, because it's God that blessed this nation in the first place. If we want him to keep blessing us, you guys better pray.
Exactly.
You know, and so we'll come back, and we're going to be bringing in...
Who are we hearing going out?
We are going to be listening to our founding lady at Big Dog Music Mafia with a clip of her song, Sisters, Founding Sisters.
All right, here she is. We'll be right back with We the People Radio.
Actually, Mike, this is the LLD clip.
All right.
Okay, we don't know what we're doing.
There we go.
Have fun for 2 minutes listening to that. Bye.
If your tax advisor tells you your legal deductions are red flags, it's time for North State Consultants in Reading. Our team specializes in reducing your tax liability using IRS policies and administrative law. As the most aggressive and qualified tax preparation and audit litigation specialists in the business, we offer tax and trust assistance with audits, late filings, overdue taxes, and more. For more information, visit our website at northstateconsultants.com.
Hey, I'm on a mission, and this is how it goes. It's time to come together and not be one of those. Left, right, red, blue, somewhere in between. It's where we come together to save the American dream. They've pitted us against ourselves in every possible way. Fish, trees, oil, land, those smokers got to pay.
Welcome back to We the People Radio, and we are listening to Michael Smith, and he's here in the studio with his lovely wife, Patty. So we're having kind of a musical Sunday morning for you, and not just any old music. We pull stuff out of the archives all the time for you guys. You know, I hope everyone enjoyed the little snippet from Queen, you know, the Fat Bottom Girls. I mean, we have no standards at all. we like to play almost anything. But, you know, we get live musicians in the studio who know other live musicians who can bring the music of the Patriot Movement to us. That is cool. So you'll find all that at wethepeopleradio.us. You can't call in this morning because we're pre-recording, but we've got some good stuff lined up for you. I hope you're enjoying it. If you are looking to send comments, suggestions, especially folks who have maybe written books that you really liked, or you heard them speak, or saw them interviewed, or heard them on the radio, get that information to us. You can send it to Erin, E-R-I-N, at wethepeopleradio.us. And if you have ideas for people who would like to sponsor this program, either as an advertiser or they just would like to make sure that the programming continues, you can send that to Elizabeth at wethepeopleradio.us. And Elizabeth is out traveling the countryside today, so she is missing. But we were looking to have her back next week. And in the meantime, we got Michael Smith with another song for us. Talk to us about this one.
Well, it's my last line of defense song. And, of course, I wrote it, being the last line of defense, being all of us individuals, one at a time, from coast to coast. And I think some of that line of defense would be people like Tootsuite and our guest Chip Murray, who's coming up here pretty quick, and Nate Smoove. And you put us all together, and we have some power, you know. You take mom and pop, and you go out and meet some more mom and pops in the street, and you've just gained some power. And, and you guys, y'all do exactly what you can. We all come with our own lifetime of experience, and we all draw off of whatever we've got. I write goofy lyrics and make up music, and that's my part of the battle. But as Tootsuite says, we're gonna win this battle one song at a time.
So
that's what we're trying to do. So last line of defense. My freedom does not come looking for our guns. Lock us up, we'll just keep on fighting, and we'll be here when your day is done. Ain't putting up with your corruption, ain't handing out no second chance. You're gonna try, but you'll never stop us. We are the last line of defense. We are the last line of defense. We've had it with the IRS, that cruel collection agency. The EPA, it's in the way of our humanity. You union thugs gone too far, sold out the little man. You pledge allegiance to your power, grab all of it that you can. Yeah, so we're picking up our constitution, dust it off, head for the dance. We're gonna give you an education, it's from the last line of defense. Oh yeah, we're taking back this nation. And it just makes perfect sense that the people of this great nation would be the last line of defense. We are the last line of defense. It's freedom's last line of defense.
Wow.
And I am currently working on putting a video together for that.
Nice. So many possibilities.
Yeah. Can you talk about that video a little bit, Patty?
Well, I've been gathering photos from all of our friends on Facebook and Big Dog and some of the people that we have met at Sacramento at some of the rallies. And, you know, a lot of them are lined up or groups. Some of them speaking at meetings or rallies.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just trying to get the whole thought there, you know, on
all the different
last
ways
line of defense.
Sure.
Yeah.
We've got great shots there out in Reading of the Patriots there on the street with all their signs, you know. You can walk down a long line of Patriots there, and they all look cool. We're going to get them on the video.
That's awesome. And see, yeah. And there are people who got a call from a guy last week. He wanted a couple of Patriot hats, and he's a truck driver. And he goes, you know, I've never been to a Tea Party thing. I just know the idea, and I want to promote the idea.
Cool.
And I said, you know, we don't have any membership. It's not, there is no leader of it in even any town. Anytime any of us get a call from the press or anybody else, it's like, hey, we're just a member of the group. We'll tell you what we've heard from other people, but we, you know, unlike the mainstream media that makes it look like somehow we secretly meet in a basement someplace and get marching orders.
And we have an alien with two heads that's leading the group.
No, we're hobbits and we have fuzzy feet.
Oh, that's right.
That's right. Come on.
You know, Joe Biden has never read The Hobbit.
Yeah, was he the guy?
It was McCain. I'm sorry.
Yeah, McCain said we were hobbits, and yes. Joe Biden said we were terrorists.
Exactly.
Yeah, somebody called me up. I heard about the hobbit thing. A guy called me up first thing in the. It was really early. He calls me up. He goes, "Have you shaved your feet today?" I'm like, "What?" He goes, "Didn't you see the news yesterday? They called us hobbits." I'm like, "Wow."
Pretty cool.
Yeah, go ahead. You look at it and you think, "Gosh, all the people, all the different things." That are happening out there. You know, you have folks wearing a hat. You know, they're part of the program. You have people singing songs. They're part of the program. Everybody's the last line of defense. And honestly, there are tons of people that are concerned about the country who haven't tied in with anybody. And I think those are the folks that are the most angry because they think they're alone. So, we thank you for your music because it lets people know, hey, I'm not crazy.
Yeah, it's nice not to feel alone.
It's nice to have music to our emails. You know, these are the emails we all get, and you've actually given them a song.
We went down the road yesterday to Willows, and our Corning Patriots managed to wrangle up 30 signatures to start up a Willows group. How's that?
Outstanding.
Brand new group, over 30 signatures. They're probably going to be meeting at the VFW hall, and so there's a few more for that last line of defense out of Willows. Yeah.
Okay, so let's see. There are groups all over the place, but the ones that are kind of affiliation is with that we work with a lot. Mm-hmm. Help me out. I don't know exact numbers, so let's think of geography. We've got Yuba City. Mm-hmm. So then there'd be Willows. Then there's you guys in Corning, Red Bluff, Redding, Mount Shasta, Wairika, Klamath Falls, Oregon.
Getting up into Oregon.
Uh-huh. Then you've got Crescent City over on the coast.
Shingletown.
Oh, yeah, Shingletown. Fall River and Bernie. They switch back and forth between those two places.
Alturas.
Mm-hmm. Alturas, Chester, and Susanville.
Didn't you guys go up and help Bend start one?
We did. We helped like five different groups all converged in Bend. Gosh, it seems like forever ago. But, everybody's looking to be relevant. You know, everybody's looking to make a difference. And I think everyone knows you can't just stand on a corner with a sign forever. You don't get anything done standing on a corner with a sign.
Right.
I mean, you can't. After a while, you're just the crazy people on the corner with a sign, you know? every town already has one of those.
they know us by name now in Corning. It's Mike and Patty standing there on the corner.
There they are.
Yeah. What are they doing on the corner again? There they are with their flags again.
Well, we had somebody here tried to say that...
It's one of our guys.
Okay, here's one of our guys.
Oh, one of our music guys is calling in. So tell them we said hi. All right, we're going to take a little break here at We the People Radio on Segway Sunday, where we do lots of music for you. We've got some really good guests coming up. You're really going to like it. And grab a cup of coffee and thank our advertisers. We'll be back with you in a couple of minutes at KCNR 1460 AM, the home of Free Fire Media.
Until just recently, there's way too much at stake to sit by quietly. Proud conservative women, oh, our movement's underway. Smart girl politics, fighting for the USA. We are the founding sisters, united. Locked and loaded for the fight to defend our liberty. We'll do whatever it takes to keep America free, yeah. Well-behaved women seldom make history. Stay at home, soccer mom.
To our prosperity.
We the people.
trip tis of thee. Agree to disagree gracefully. When it comes to liberty, don't tread on mine. Borderline tyranny. Talking to your clowns out in D.C. Power corrupts absolutely, and you cross the line this time. Man, it'll all be comical. If your world's so pitiful, your conscience won't get you. Karma will for all your lies. Sick and tired of all the bull. Hey, even better still, how about one of y'all read the bill before you sign the dotted line? Come on!
Wow. Welcome back to We the People Radio with We the People, the song from Toot Sweet out of New York. We've got him on the phone line with us. We're going to hear more about where that song came from. But I have an idea.
What, Aaron?
Patty, my perfect foil. That's awesome. He actually called me yesterday or the day before and left me a voicemail and said, hey, my name is Toot Sweet. I'm a music artist at... Oh, anyway, he called me up, and I was getting my oil changed, and he says, hey, I'm Toot Sweet out in New York, and I was like, hey, I know who you are. He goes, you do? I said, sure. You guys, you have songs on Big Dog Music Mafia, you know, Mike and Patti Smith? He's like, yeah. I go, I know them, too. So he was just making random calls to different tea parties to see if they were looking for patriotic music, and kind of had this brainy idea. With Elizabeth being gone, I could rope these guys into coming in, and we could actually hear from these folks. So we have him on the phone, right?
Yes, we do.
Okay. Hey, Toot.
Hey, hello.
Okay, so we've decided, what exactly is the, what do we call you? Mr. Sweet? T.S.?
You can call me Toot, you can call me T.S., Toot Sweet, anything but a liberal.
Okay, so we have a lot of choices, and one that's very off limits. Okay, perfect. So how's the Patriot Music movement in New York? Probably not super popular.
Well, the Patriot Music movement, It's tough to get a grip on. For some reason, I find that a lot of the big shots in the conservative movement don't really grasp onto the pop culture. You know, the books are a big thing, which is great, but the music, I don't see them really reaching out towards any musicians.
Right. There are a lot of books, but you're right. There isn't we're not seeing that popular music revolution like we saw. We were talking about it a while ago, like back in the 60s and stuff. You guys are still trying to roll the rock up the hill, huh?
Yeah, it's tough, but you know what? We just got to keep on pushing.
That is a great song. When I told you the name of the radio program and you said, hey, I have a song called We the People, and I was just telling Mike and Patty, I'm like, we talked about using it for bumper music, and I don't know if we can use it for bumper music because we have to play the whole thing because, of course, cutting it off seems kind of sacrilegious.
Thank you.
That's a good song. So how long have you been in the music business? Tell us some stuff about yourself.
Well, I've been in the music business for quite a long time. I was always a drummer, and then I started producing. I started singing, writing my own music. But I got into this type of music, I would say, probably about maybe 3 or 4 years ago. I just, started writing stuff more close to my heart instead of writing about, hot tubs and girls with big booties and all that. I started writing about stuff. Yeah,
there's enough of that. That's overused.
Yes.
I think so. I mean, how many times could you hear about a guy talking about a girl, please, baby, come back to me, I'll give you the whole world. I'm like, oh, God, I can't listen to that anymore.
The one where I burn out is my dog died, my wife left me, and I'm still drinking heavily.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So it's funny because everybody's always like, hey, Toots, how come you don't write any love songs? And I'm like, that's funny. Every song I do write is a love song.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
About the country that I love.
Yes.
I like those love songs. They're the best.
Yeah.
And thanks for doing it, Toots. That's just too cool.
Oh, well, thanks for having me on. That's, without people like you, the message is never going to get, it's going to sit in my room here.
Yeah, well, that's the problem.
One song at a time, and it just builds and builds and builds. And no, we're not going away. And a decade or two from now, maybe we can look back and go, whoa, we actually did make some difference here. But how is it for you when you go to Thanksgiving dinner? I mean, are you surrounded by trouble? Or are you like, hey, Aaron's cool?
Yeah, it's funny. I mean, my family is kind of split, I mean, we try to keep the politics off the Thanksgiving dinner table.
That's good.
But Yeah, we're definitely split. You know, there's some of us don't care, obviously, just like real America. Some people could care less about politics. Other people are heavily involved, so obviously some of them are going to be heavily involved on the right, and some are heavily involved on the left.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we try to keep the argument with the family. Of course, it doesn't always work out that way, but we try to keep it as minimal as possible and just respect each other's differences.
Yeah, it's tough. You know, we really are one big family, and it'd be nice if we all just see things eye to eye. But, you know, it's family at that point. You got to maybe just quiet down and not talk too much about it.
You know what? You know, the way I look at it, I don't want to see things eye to eye with everybody. Like, if I'm watching football, I don't want everybody to be a Jet fan like I am. I want someone else to like, you know, the Colts or the Dolphins so I can argue with them a little.
Yeah, everybody can't get a trophy. There are winners and there are losers.
Exactly.
But I think the most important thing about the music you guys are doing is honestly, if you care about the country, regardless of how you think, I mean, it's kind of like if you care about, you know, living in a neighborhood, we don't care what color you paint your house, but could you just mow your lawn? You know, could you just take care of the place? It'd be okay. I mean, I don't care if you want the place to be hot pink, but you know, let's not just make it look like a you know, waste dump. So I think that your music is all of you guys, you know, your music is a really nice unifying feature, because if you live here in this country, you should have some commitment to it. I mean, patriotism is becoming popular again.
Toots, I'd like to ask you a question. When Glenn Beck put out the plea for a song against the, you know, the pop one for Palestine, you came out with I Stand With Israel. And have you heard anything from Glenn Beck?
No, unfortunately I haven't. But, you know, I was an adamant Glenn Beck fan. Unfortunately, he's off the air right now. But when I watched him all the time, and when he put out the call, literally 5 days later, I was in the studio, I wrote the song, put it together, made a video, and 5 days after the call, I put a video up, tried to get it to him, but it's, you know, the man's a busy man, I would imagine, and it's tough to get things, you know, to the guy without direct contacts to him.
Well, please know that I am in your corner, and for the Big Dog Music Mafia, I have been sending emails to a lot of the radio guys, anybody that I can think of, and I actually got one back from Glenn Beck. It was from his guy, Stu, and it was over Stand With Israel, and he said, you know, you guys are doing good, keep up the good work. And nothing else, you know. And then so like a week went by and I sent another email and said, hey, you know, you put out the call. You said you would do whatever it takes. So what are you going to do about it?
So get
and
cracking.
I haven't heard another word.
They're like, yeah, she's kind of pushy. Was she from New York?
Good for you, though. You got to be like that.
Yeah.
If I ever need a cab over here, I want to be with you.
Okay.
Patty will be down there, out there tripping him.
Yeah, if I don't get thrown in jail by the TSA cops.
Okay, Tootsweet, how about the folks that you have in your videos? I'm curious how many are actual Tea Party goers. Are you actually, do you belong to a crew yourself out there?
Well, I've go to the tea parties when I get a chance. Like, I've been to the Tea Party 9/12, the 2009. I've been there 2010. I went to the 828. I've been to CPAC, and I've met a lot of people. I'm trying to get involved with a couple of tea parties closer to home here, but for some reason, it's really weird. I've reached out to a couple of tea parties, and I haven't gotten on them. I haven't heard anything back from them. I went to a Andrew Breitbart book signing. I met Mr. Breitbart. He was a beautiful man, and then I met a couple of these people in the Young Republicans Club, and I reached out to them. They've never gotten back to me. I don't know. It's like it's kind of clicky, which is fine with me. I don't, you know, it doesn't matter. I continue to do my thing, and you know, whoever latches on, I got my own little following, which is nice. But,
okay, it's those guys. You know, they just seem like such a great crew when they're chasing you down the street dressed up in your pirate outfit. You know. It's like, these guys are having too much fun here.
And that video is on the Reading Tea Party website, right?
Yes, it is.
And it's also on the Big Dog Music Mafia. The name of it is?
Pirate in the White House.
Pirate in the White House.
Okay, Pirate in the White House.
But I'll tell you, we want the folks, everybody, to hear Toots' song as one. So we're going to run this through right now. Is that okay, Toots?
Oh, absolutely.
You want to give us a an introduction to it? Where it came from?
Well, sure. Yeah, this is my new song, trying to unite us all to come together and stand as one.
All right, let's do this. Right.
This is a call for unity, where voices from all around this great nation are coming together, standing as one.
Because we're one.
Mail, the silverback, the great white shark of a shark attack. Locking arm in arm, we got something to say. If you didn't hear us yesterday, you'll hear us today. We're like a bird of a feather, all flogging together with the same voice underneath the same umbrella.
We're one, one, one,
when we're together, it's a jamboree. Cause we're one,
one, one, one,
united we stand, fighting for our liberty as one.
Politicians who forgot that they were serving us. It doesn't take the genius to see you deceiving us. Your vision of America is borderline treating us. Rhinos ignoring us, I hope you're not bored of us. Cause every day's another day, you're gonna see more of us. You must be delirious, not taking it serious. Your judgment day is coming, now you're gonna hear from all of us. Our public unions with guesses attacking our human rights and our constitution. Should the EPA be regulating liberal or delusion? We're one. Yeah, we're
one. Race, creed, color, orientation, and religion. All coming together for a nation, my Thanksgiving. All keepers and defenders of our Constitution. Let's up, up the revolution.
You have 2 minutes to gather yourselves, and we're going to come back and listen to the guy who wrote that song. We'll be back with Toot Sweets here on We the People Radio. I already forgot where I was. We're all dancing around in here. What a bunch of goofballs. We the People Radio on KCNR 1460 AM, the home of Free Fire Media.
S-O-S, my coach is in his dress. S-O-S, 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 S-O
Welcome back to We the People Radio. We are on Politically Correct, Incorrect Sunday. Here with Mike and Patty Smith. We've got Toot Sweet on the phone with us from New York. The author of the song? You're the...
The artist.
Yeah, the artist of the song. Thank you very much. I'm like, we talked about books, and I got all hung up there. people cannot call in this morning because we are pre-recording this, which explains why we're so squirrely. It's not Sunday morning. It's Wednesday, and we're in here goofing off in the studio. We've got guitars and video cameras and people on the phone. And so we've got California talking to New York here and playing some fun music. Tell you what, just in that little clip, we got some really good visuals. Some of them not so good.
Yeah.
It's like, did he say what I think
he
said?
I have a very vivid imagination.
You do. Do you wear one of those buttons? I have one. Someone felt the need to give it to me. It says, did I say that out loud? You probably need it. I should send it to you.
I'll wear it every day.
He says it out loud.
I do too. It's terrible. So you know what? We're talking about the Patriot Music Movement today. You know, we've got people hear about the Tea Party all the time, and you know, 9 times out of 10 they don't hear the right thing. But you know, I guess it's a little bit like running for office. You know, even if they're talking bad about you, they're talking about you. So I guess it's not a complete loss. But talk to us about why you started, you know, your music is very Tea Party message focused, the limited government, the fiscal responsibility, the following of the Constitution. Where do you come from? Like, you know, did you learn all that in school like we did, or did you just get fed up, or?
Well... No, I definitely didn't learn that in school. It was it came from just watching the country start to take a turn for the worse. I guess after 9/11 is when I started getting a little more politically active, and that's when the two sides kind of showed their face. Like, I didn't really know the difference, and then I'm looking, and the liberals were always seemed to be on the wrong side of every issue. You know, then I'm like, wait a minute, Al Sharpton, what is he now? Is he a conservative or is he a liberal? Like, he's a liberal. I'm like, man, that guy's always on the wrong side of every issue. And little by little, I started piecing it together. And not that the Republicans are perfect by no means at all, but when you compare the two, one of them is just totally unacceptable, which is the liberals. And then you got the conservatives that always bow down and cave in to everything these liberals demand. And even just now with this debt ceiling, I mean, I don't understand why we compromise with these people. So I kind of write my music as to show that you could stand up and be in the face of these people and not be afraid. Say what you mean. Mean what you say. Don't just keep bowing down every time they say, do you mean that all the liberals are like that? And they go, well, I don't mean all the liberals. Yes, I mean all the liberals are like that. Say it. And stand by your convictions, and I try to put that in my music with a little bit of a smile on my face.
You have a great smile on your face through that video. I am addicted to As One.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, the song we heard the full song before the break, and for those people who missed it, and since I'm doing such a haphazard job of being the only host that's normally here, Elizabeth's on vacation, and she's going to come back and go, what were you doing? You can hear this whole program if you've just tuned in and you're going, what are they doing? Go to wethepeopleradio.us online. And you will find the entirety of this program on there. It'll be called, I don't know, what should we call the program? We'll call it the Patriot Music Movement or something like that. And you can roll back and hear the whole song. But talk to us about the lyrics on As One a little bit.
Well, the lyrics on As One, it kind of came from... I got disappointed a couple of times. We were supposed to perform in Memphis, Tennessee at a Tea Party in April, and then that got canceled. Mm-hmm. Then I got one song, I put it on the air, and it actually went viral on YouTube, and they ended up taking it down. We had another gig coming up in Kansas City. In Kansas City, and that was supposed to come up in September, and then that got canceled. Mm. And I'm just like, this Tea Party is very fragmented. You know, they're not getting their act together, and I think we all have to stand together as one. It's always like, this tea party's doing their own thing. This tea party's doing their own thing. There's like 10 people in this tea party, 100 people over here, 300 there. If we all get together and stand as one, there's 10 million of us. Now, that's something that people will take notice of, as opposed to 100 people standing over here or 10 people on the corner over here, which is good. I mean, I never knock anything. I just think it would be better if we all, you know, like we plan an event, and when we do it, we come as one, and we stand there, and we really show them who we are. You know, it could be once a year, once every 6 months, but when we get together, we do it right. And that's kind of what the message behind the song was.
Yeah, that's cool, because, I mean, we see that. You know, there are towns that have a tea party with, you know, 8 or 9 folks in it. Some have 20, right. Some have 200, but they can work on what's going on in their local towns. They can be responsive to their, you know, their folks in their area, and that's
school
a cool
boards,
thing.
You know, the school board and the sheriff department, what they're up to.
Exactly. I mean, it's hard to work on issues for the whole country because a lot of what goes on happens right under
locally.
Yeah, right under our feet. But
yeah.
I know what you mean when there's all sorts of division and, well, they're not in the in group, and yeah, that's not going to fly long term, huh?
I mean, I see. That's the way I could. You know, I don't know if I'm right or wrong. I love the little tea parties as well. I think that's all great. I think that maybe once a year or twice a year, we should try to plan stuff where we all come together, like Freedom Works. You know, all the big the Tea Party Express. They all get together. I mean, I use this as an example. If you have a second, when I went to the Glenn Beck rally, Glenn Beck did one rally. He called for people to go down to 828, and there was over 1 million people there. It was amazing.
Right.
But then right after that, all the liberal, communist, Marxist groups that aren't supposed to exist, you know, the socialist, this group, there was 200 of them, they all got their little rally together, and they came together, and 200,000 people showed up, but it took 200 of these Marxist, communist groups to come together and coordinate it. So if we did that with all of our tea parties and coordinated our groups together, not just, oh, this is an event just sponsored by this tea party, or this is an event just, why not do all the teas, come together as one and do it? Because everybody's got to be it's got to be my tea party, it's got to be his tea party. Why not just do it for the country, is the way I look at it.
Yeah, and your song comes through loud and clear with that. You know, it's kind of, Mike's sending us messages here, because we're going to take a break here in just a second. Talk to us about your website. How can people find out more about you? How can they communicate with you?
Okay, well, you can go to tootsweet.com. That's TOOTSSWEET.com. I'm also on Facebook. I'm on YouTube. You can check me out on Facebook, YouTube. If you go to my website, you click links, and you can sign up on all my different Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and all that good stuff.
Outstanding. And we're going to list all that on the WeThePeopleRadio.us page. So for folks listening to this, if you don't have a pen in your hand, go there and you can catch all that contact information. That's awesome. So so what's your plan going forward? Do you have a name for the next song that we haven't heard yet?
Yeah,
or does the name come after the lyrics?
I have a few different things. I'm working on my new album called Keep Hope Alive, which hopefully will be out probably by the new year, right after the new year. And in the meantime, I'm doing a few different songs. I'm putting my own project aside, and I'm writing songs and videos for candidates. Like, I have a Herman Cain song.
Nice.
I have a Michelle Bachman song. I've got a Sarah Palin song coming out probably in another three weeks or so.
All right.
And a couple other surprises that nobody knows about yet.
You better let us know first. Thanks. Thanks for being with us. Take care of New York while we're not watching. You're listening to We the People Radio.
Thanks.
We'll be
dudes.
Back with you in 2 minutes here on KCNR.
Time to get busy, people. Time that we take our country back. All the same run for so long, soon we'll be overrun by tax. Barren banker boys built a prison of success and traded in their country for the hell of emptiness.
I heard them on the radio, I saw them on TV. While John Hall looked the other way, they stole from you and me. I could not yell, I could not cry, I held you in my arms. Closed my eyes and felt my country dying.
Welcome back to We the People Radio here on KCNR 1460 AM. You are listening to The Ballad of John Hall by Chip Murray. We are here with Patriots Music as our theme. That's our theme today. We're all about music. So we've got Mike and Patti Smith in the studio with us. We just did an hour with them. If you would like to hear that, if you're just tuning in the second hour, you can go to wethepeopleradio.us. Every single link we do, all the videos we're talking about, all the music, it's all on there, all the links you need. So, but by the way, don't call in. Because we're time traveling. We're doing this on a Wednesday for you. So we've got kind of a quieter segment this time, it sounds like. We've got Chip Murray. So
he's very mellow musician.
Very mellow, but I'm kind of curious about this whole John Hall deal. Mr. Murray, are you in there somewhere?
I'm right here, yeah.
Right on. Hey,
Chip.
How's everybody?
We are doing great. Where are you?
No, I'm in Fort Lee, New Jersey.
Fort Lee, New Jersey.
Which is just the other side of the GW Bridge on the Jersey side.
All right. I grew up in West Hartford, Connecticut. We overheated on the Jersey Turnpike once.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Yeah, it's kind of a rule.
No fun.
You got to do it. Or you haven't,
yeah,
or you haven't lived. So talk to us about where this song comes from.
Sure. Ballad of John Hall was really one of my first politically motivated songs that I wrote shortly after attending the 9/12, the first 9/12 March on Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And John Hall, I'm pleased to say, is now a former congressman, but he was the congressman who represented the 19th district of New York, where I'm from, which is five counties in the lower Hudson Valley of New York. And I just got so frustrated and fed up with my response from him. I had attended a few of the town halls back when the big healthcare push was on. And
and
I'm sure everybody. By the way, I'm not the listening audience of this station is where exactly?
We're a little bit all over. I mean, it's a radio station actually based in Redding, California. So
okay.
far northern California, not the part you see on the news. We're never on the news. We're
sure.
We're the secret conservative stepchild of California. But we got folks all over the place that click in on this either live online.
Yep.
And so we usually air Sunday mornings between 8 and 10, but
uh-huh.
then we also maintain wethepeopleradio.us as a website where we put all the archives of the program. So some folks are, going to church Sunday morning and they listen in the afternoon or however they do
it. But it could be people from all over.
Could be people from absolutely anywhere.
Yeah,
the
whole world.
We try not to do local stuff because it's not that fun. I mean, We the People is everybody, so we want to have topics that appeal to everybody.
Well, it's interesting. You're from California, and I'm from New York, and I have to say that probably as California residents, you can relate as well as anybody to what it's like being a sort of an out-of-the-closet conservative in New York State. I feel it's sort of like being oftentimes I say it's like being a grain of salt in a pepper shaker in New York. It's rough. In fact, I was listening to Rush earlier today. And somebody called in, and the guy was all ready to give 2012 to Obama.
Oh, my gosh.
He was just so ready to concede that, there's no hope. He's a shoo-in. And Rush, of course, he probably could tell from the display on the phone that he was calling from a New York exchange. But he knew right away he was from New York. Right?
Yeah.
You're surrounded by people who sort of see the world the same way. interesting.
You know, even the folks that saw the world the same way when they voted for him and saw it for a while, I'm running into more and more people. And like I said, we're up in far northern California. We're in the rural end of this state. And, fairly low voting base just because our population isn't very high. But, you know, I'm running into people all the time that say, you know, this wasn't what I thought was going to happen.
Yeah.
So I believe there's a fair amount of disillusionment out there. I think you still have the hardcore Kool-Aid drinkers on both sides. But
yeah,
I do think people are a little bit sharper. You know, we talk a lot about Rick Perry on here because he's a bad man. And scary. And so we're always, obviously we don't observe any political correct boundaries. But, you know, because you got folks thinking, oh, yeah, the guy's from Texas, he's going to be great. And it's like, no, have you ever heard of the Trans-Texas Corridor? Could you please go do some homework? I mean,
Alex Jones had a piece on him.
Oh, good.
A little alarming.
Yeah, if you thought the Patriot Act was fun, wait till you see the next act. But it's going to happen by getting the word out on people. So how did Mr. Hall like your song? Did he ever comment back to you?
Well, you know, it's an interesting thing. I emailed him the lyrics before I had ever recorded the music. I was just so angry with this guy. I was ready to just grab my guitar and go stand outside his office and, you know, sing through the windows. But so I've never actually heard from him. I had, you know, he was the front man for a group back in the 60s or 70s. I bet Patty might know, called Orleans.
Yep,
we all knew. We just played the song before you came on the air. We were like, is that the guy from?
Oh, no kidding. Yeah,
yeah, we checked it out. Yeah,
we didn't play it live.
So I went to. One of my good friends and clients is actually the other thing is a lot of my friends are liberals. Just by virtue of being a musician, I tend to be in that community, right?
Yep.
So one of them was part of an environmental group, and I went to a dinner to support him, and the person at the table that I was seated with was Congressman John Hall. on the way to the dinner, I was filling up at a gas station, and I had to have the music playing out over the speakers when you're at the pumps.
Sure.
And his song was playing, "You're Still the One." So I walked in, and he was at the door greeting people as they walked in, and I said, "Congressman, I just heard your song on the radio." And he looked at me like I just had delivered the worst insult that he'd ever heard. and it just occurred to me that he was trying to distance himself from that part.
Oh.
You know? He's now the serious politician or whatever, but it was... interesting.
Wow. And now he's the former congressman.
Now he is a former. I had the pleasure of being very involved in a campaign for who is now the replacement congresswoman, Nan Hayworth, who we were successful in getting elected.
Nice. And see, that's the gig. It doesn't matter what we've done or if we know anything about politics. We know good people from bad people, typically. And and if we put a little shoe leather behind it,
there you go.
Have a few more good people than bad. But, it's going to take a little bit of passion. I think it's funny, you know, when you tell people about how you went and grabbed your... You should really pause right there, because I'm sure everybody's like, you grabbed a gun? No, grabbed his guitar. That was pretty fun. I went and...
I'm going to tell you a funny joke. You know, Woody Guthrie used to had in writing on his guitar, and again, here I bet Michael will know this. Written on his guitar was a little note: "This machine kills fascists." So I my profile on Twitter, I have underneath my name, written on my D28: "This machine kills progressives."
Nice,
right? So
I like that. We're gonna
doesn't fire bullets, just harmless songs, but.
Yeah, but you know the thing that's funny is we're still all humming the Oscar Mayer Wiener song, so how harmless are the songs? You know, I mean, you load those things in, and you just can never get them out again.
Like a bad stain.
We owe it to you guys to give us something else to hear rather than Barack Hussein Obama. Because every time somebody says you're like, that's what you think of. It's right up there with the Oscar Mayer Wiener song. And then there was Anthony, right. And oh my God, it's probably time for a break. Hey, we're gonna break off here and have a commercial, and then we're gonna come back. We're gonna hear a little more of your music, and hear some more fun stuff from you. So hang with us for 2 minutes. We'll be back here on We the People Radio at KCNR 1460 AM, the home of Free Fire Media.
If your tax advisor tells you your legal deductions are red flags, it's time for North State Consultants in Reading. Our team specializes in reducing your tax liability using IRS policies and administrative law. As the most aggressive and qualified tax preparation and audit litigation specialists in the business, we offer tax and trust assistance with audits, late filings, overdue taxes, and more. For more information, visit our website at northstateconsultants.com.
Yesterday, letting go of the things we say, angry words in a raging storm. We used to hug each other and keep each other warm, but that was yesterday. That was yesterday. Broken hearts and shattered dreams, like faded pictures of my favorite thing. We used to talk together all night long, and now we sit in silence waiting for the dawn. Will it come today? God, let it come today, yeah. Side's right and my side's wrong. That ain't no way for us to get along. You say you wanna take us someplace we've never been, but then you take away the bridge that links me to my kin. That's where we come from. Yeah, that's where we come from. What about
How sweet is that?
Man. And that's like going on a walk in the park and just kicking leaves, you know? What a switch from Toot Sweet to here.
Oh, yeah, Toot on.
We had him on right before
you. I was picking up some wild and crazy vibes when I got on the phone with you guys.
Uh-huh. You were.
It's the lingering Toot residue in the studio. That's what it is.
It's true, too. We're all jacked up.
He is this, wonderful.
This came on, I was all, this is so relaxing.
He's great. People like Toots makes me feel sorry for the other side, I have to tell you.
It does. Well, you know, you got to have range, and you know, we're talking about the idea of the whole Patriot movement and everybody pitching in where they have talent. You know, people say, "Well, I'm not a good public speaker." It's like, "Well, great, because we need people to go listen to public speakers." So
that
would be the best. Oh yeah, I got to say where we are.
Yeah.
Thank God we have Bob the Engineer helping us out here. We are at We the People Radio. Wow. Kind of forgot to tell folks that in case they were, you know, just tuning in. WeThePeopleRadio.us is the webpage where you can go and learn about all of the things going on with tea parties all around the country. Specifically, that page will take you to all the radio archives of all the cool programs on, any topic that could fall under limited government fiscal responsibility and following the Constitution, and all points in between, which is a fairly wide range. And today we're doing Patriot music. So we've got Mike and Patty Smith in the studio with us here at KCNR. And thank goodness for Carl and Linda Bott, you know, here at their station, that they thought that there should be a program called We the People. I mean, it was totally their idea, not ours. And we are not radio hosts. We're just regular folks.
Mm-hmm.
So,
winging it as we go.
Yeah, so we hear you're not a regular musician anyway. You've got a real job.
Yes, I'm assuming you're talking to me.
We are. Sorry, you can't see me saying that, can you? So you're in New Jersey.
My day gig, I've been a financial advisor. I'm certified financial planner with a little French company called AXA.
Ah, so when you talk about the financial misdeeds of your former congressman, you were speaking from experience.
Yeah, well, I do tend to watch a lot of these things with a little bit of background, absolutely.
Holy cow. Okay, so now we want to make sure that okay, so that song was called What About Freedom?
Yeah.
In case people didn't really pay attention there, but What About Freedom? This next one is called Independence Day, and we're going to hear a couple of verses of that. Then we're going to come back and chat with you, but we want to make sure we didn't run
That's
out
great.
Of time, because this is Mike's favorite song.
Hey, Mike, how's it foot, by the way?
It's good. It's good.
Oh, it's good.
I was born in the land of my father's home, in a world of illusion. I thought I owned the birthright of freedom that we hold dear, was paid for by strangers no longer here at night. When I dream, I can hear them say to me, it's Independence Day in my neighborhood, where the people are friendly and life is good, where the silver moon knows when the sun goes away, tomorrow she'll shine on Independence Day. My cousin Rocky, I never knew, fell from the sky for me and you. Rice patties are soft, but they can't break the fall from the weight of freedom, heaviest of all. At night, I can hear their voices in my ear. Say to me, don't let us down. Shine
You know what? I have to say that it just makes you feel happy. I mean, you know, I'd like it to be more complicated than that, but you know what? That song just kind of makes you feel good. But Patty pointed out as we were sitting here the part about your uncle. And so for those folks that need to rewind and listen again, talk to us about that, or cousin, she says, maybe. Your relative that fell from the sky. I mean, we have a lot of veterans in our movement, and I don't think we can ever thank them enough.
Well, there is an amazing little tale to this. And, Chip, would you just let him talk about the video and how that whole thing went down?
Sure.
Go ahead.
Is that okay, Aaron?
You go with it.
A mutual friend of ours, Mike's and Patty's and mine, Lisa May, who I think was in the studio earlier on the show.
Yes,
we had a song.
Not today. Yeah.
We met her last time on the phone.
I'm sorry?
We met her last time on the phone.
Oh, okay. Well, Lisa had asked me to, she writes for Breitbart and wanted to do a piece on that song because, like Michael, she liked it as well. And I said, I didn't have a YouTube, so she said, well, listen, send me some pictures and I'd be glad to put one together. So I just scraped up some pictures from 9/12. It was the only thing I had that I felt was appropriate and sent it over. Well, she went and fished the internet, and the lyric is, my cousin Rocky, I never knew, fell from the sky for me and you, was my cousin I never knew. I was too young at the time, and he was a helicopter pilot, so shot down on his second tour of duty, and that was sort of my tribute to him. Well, Lisa sends over the video that she had put together, and she just, and now, by the way, Lisa knew no more about Rocky than I knew. I didn't even know Rocky's real name. So I look, this 5 o'clock in the morning, I get her video comes across, and I'm sitting there watching it, barely awake, and when it gets to the minute and 29-second portion of the video, she's put up two pictures of the Vietnam Memorial Wall, and my subconscious mind picks up something, and I go, what the heck was that? I play it back, and there, streaming from the left bottom corner of the frame, is the name James R. Dean Jr. And what I did know about my cousin was his last name was Dean, and I thought to myself, is that possible? Could it be? And it's like 5 o'clock in the morning, so I emailed my Rocky's brother, Steve, and long story short, James R. Dean Jr. is Rocky. 58,000 names on the wall.
Wow.
4 million images out there of the wall, and Lisa just miraculously chose the frame that had Rocky's name on the wall.
Holy cow. I bet the rest of the day you walked around like, what the heck else is going to happen?
By the way, that would be, anybody that's listening would want to go to chipmurray.com.
Exactly.
That's on the home page of my website.
That's awesome. That YouTube. We're going to put that'll be on the webpage. We're going to come back with you in 2 minutes. We're going to take a quick commercial.
Sure.
And we're going to make you stay late.
Thank you.
You're listening to We the People Radio here on KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
On the corner of red and black, never had that many friends. He was a friend of mine. Talk about his father as if he was a dream. Never seen him raise his hand or treat nobody mean.
Everywhere around the world.
If you're concerned about fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution, then join Elizabeth and Aaron on Sunday mornings for We the People, 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Our expert guests cover everything from private property rights to how our local government can impact your life. Don't miss out on the wealth of knowledge on We the People, brought to you by the Reading Tea Party. America.
Yeah, it's Smooth Dog Music, y'all. Here we go again. Rob Dog, Snake Smooth, and my man Ron Carr. We doing it again, y'all. And a hit call. God bless America. Take her by the hand. Show her how to
take a stand and lead her along the way. Warn your brain, that's America. Wipe her crying tears, help her conquer fears, and guide her righteous heart to make every day a brand new start.
That's America.
Take her by the hand. Show her how to take.
Welcome back to We the People. That walk in the park we were taking with the last couple of songs, we have made another turn. We are going in a different direction yet one more time. You are listening to We the People Radio. You can find us online with the archives of this program and all sorts of other things at wethepeopleradio.us. We are actually broadcasting from KCNR studios here in Reading, and we are having a great time. We air Sunday morning, so that's when you're listening to it, but we're actually here on Wednesday afternoon, and we have tapped into all sorts of places in the country today for Patriot music. We're pulling artists from the Big Dog Music Mafia, and you will find that on the website. There are all sorts of videos and songs, and Chip Murray was with us in the last segment, and we didn't want to just blow you off, so because we played a bunch of music because we liked it, but we also wanted you to add to us, you know, add some information for us as far as your blogs and all that stuff on Big Dog, because Patty said you're quite the writer.
Oh, thank you, Aaron. There's links to the blogs and whatnot. I write a blog every other day.
Oh, wow.
And then I've started a Sunday practice called Sunday Morning Tune-Up that is kind of a way to get ourselves tuned in a more spiritual sense, which to me is the kind of reinforcement we need going into the type of battles that we find ourselves in these days.
Absolutely.
And they're going to find that where?
That would be up on my website, chipmurray.com. That's M-U-R-R-A-Y.
A-Y, yes.
Okay, cool. So, tell you what, there's more going on than I think any of us can do by ourselves. But I'll tell you what, we apply the music to it. We apply the folks online. We can't count on the media to do this for us anymore. You know, the regular mainstream media. I mean, we're getting just a little bit too much spin on that particular axis. So you guys, with all of the musicians and all of your fans and all of those of us who, you know, sing in the shower. last week we did actually sing along with the old song All the Gold in California, just because it makes us laugh. But we try not to sing on the radio. We leave that to the professionals. But you guys give us a lot to think about and a lot to a lot of inspiration, actually. Because there's not much inspiring, I'll tell you what, in the news media right at the moment.
We got to inspire each other, no question.
Absolutely. So all right. So you have any last thoughts for us?
No, just that this has been a wonderful, I really enjoyed this conversation and chat, and appreciate the opportunity to air my music. And Mike and Patty, I'm sure I'll be seeing and hearing you guys on Big Dog as well as Nate. And
oh, yeah.
Yes, you will.
And Chip, hope you have a great interview there, Mr. Smooth.
he'll have a great interview.
I bet.
We thank you so much for coming on. And
pleasure, Aaron.
I'm looking forward to hearing more of your music, and I know that you have a lot of fans out there that you haven't even met yet.
Yes, thank you so much. God bless everybody.
All right, take care in that financial industry. Right. That's a war in and of itself.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Chip. Bye.
Hey, Nate, are you in there with us?
Yeah, can you guys hear me?
We can.
We got you.
Okay, yeah, I'm kind of like mobile right now, but I keep paying those taxes.
Yeah, and we heard your song coming in, and for the folks that heard Chip's song in the last segment, they were like, "What happened?"
Yeah, a 180.
You're going a whole different direction. So, what do you do?
Oh, yeah, I'm just straight in your face.
You know, we had Toot Sweet on at the beginning, and he was right straight in our face, too. And then we took a little break, and we had this nice relaxing segment. Now it's like, now we're back to everybody. We're going to send them off with a bang.
Yeah, you know, you got your relaxing type. There's all type of venues you can hit them with. But I just got to keep it real and just straight to the point, because I don't have time for the games, and it's serious right now. This is the last ending of the game.
It is very serious. Now, you're a musician in the off time, because what do you do in real life?
Well, I do in real life, drive trucks, you know, keep the supply demand, you know, food chain, Walmart stuff.
Ah, cool.
Moving. Oh,
okay, we knew you were driving, and you were pulling over to talk to us, but we weren't sure what you were driving.
Yeah, how's the diesel bill these days?
Something big.
Oh, boy.
And now we've talked to two guys on the East Coast. Now you're out here in California, so you're experiencing the joy of regulation in
your... Oh my goodness. Yeah, they regulated me completely out of business.
So how long have you been writing music for the Patriot movement? A couple of years like everybody else?
I started writing back in 2000, May of 2000, so this is kind of like my 11th year. I've been kicking it around, and I started realizing that I had a lot to say, and this was a format I can start getting it out on, and, you know, even after I'm dead and gone, it's still, you know, representing what I think and what I felt.
Yeah.
Musically.
And most people are thinking, oh, rap guy, boy, that, you know, better turn that off in case the kids hear it, but not your rap.
I don't like to call myself a rapper because, first of all, I'm too old, and I'm not a great singer. But I have stories to tell, and I just happen to put them in a rhyme form with a nice little catchy beat, and you know I can get my message across through the rhyme format.
It works.
That is very cool.
And you call me a cool storyteller.
And you probably know how to wear your pants correctly.
Oh yeah, I got a belt on, and you don't see all my plumbers cracks. So
yeah,
thank you.
All my underwear.
Yeah, so if somebody was chasing you, you could run away.
some of these guys
are
tripping down.
I look at these
all
guys.
All I'll be
like,
pulling up is my elbows running. You know, not my pants.
Nice, I like that. Oh my gosh. So let's see. We heard coming in. We heard your "God Bless America" clip. I guess we're going to hear your.
Oh man, that should be the national anthem.
Yeah, we're going to hear "November" going out. You want to tell folks anything about that?
Oh, November, you got that one?
Yeah, we got a clip. We got a clip of November, Nate. And just to
those are specially formatted for the November elections. Every year, every odd year, whatever. We play those right before the election to get people fired up. Kind of like a pep rally song to kick these bums out of office, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
Look for the patriot, conservatism, Christian, you know, value-oriented politician. Well, probably never happened, but, you know, get close to that.
Hey, you don't know. I mean, you know, what is it? If you build it, they will come?
That's right.
So
I'm going to build a song. We just got to find the ears.
Maybe we need to get some of the Western shops to have a big boot sale right before the election.
Nice. Nice, Patty.
Yeah, so kick some butt, huh?
That's right.
We're having a little battle here in the studio. Mike's like, what?
Would those boots be rubber or what?
No, not the rubber boots.
Either way.
These boots were made for kicking.
Preferably steel-toed.
There you go. See, we got boots for everybody.
We want to make sure they feel this kick.
Right on. All right, we're going to take a little commercial break here. We're going to hear "November" from Nate Smoove here on We the People Radio. We'll be back with you in 2 minutes on KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
What's up, America? This your man, Nate Smoove, at it again. Trying to get y'all fired up for this November. We got to start taking these elections real serious, y'all. With the life and country that you say may be your own. So let's get out there and vote, y'all. Yo, now I can see November from my house, and the Tea Party moving is saying it loud. We don't like lies, don't appreciate thieves. If you're not conservative, you must leave. See, this time around, we not playing no more, cause the soul of our nation's knocking at the door, crying out to its people from being abused, from a liberal takeover and a Kenyan dude. Now how you gonna vote come this November? Will you be proud of it in December? Our country's at a crossroad, can't you see? With liberalism as its core disease, no longer can we sit on the sideline of life. We gotta hit the polls and vote to the right. See, we don't want nothing from Barack Hussein. To hell with that lie called hope and change.
November, I can see November from my house, my people. That's why you need to vote this November. Let's kick the non-conservatives out, my people. Let's go.
November, November, listen to me.
Hey, this your man, Lay Smoove. Putting it down on the G-Nasty track. I know y'all out there waiting for a miracle. Looking for your blessings. Going through the trials and tribulations. Looking for the miracles. I just stopped by to let y'all know. It's just,
be patient. Be strong. Keep your head up. Move along. Be patient. Be strong. Keep your head up. Move along. You must be patient, you must be strong.
You've got to keep the faith and trust in the Lord. You must be patient. You must be strong. You've got to keep the faith and trust in the Lord.
Oh Lord, why must it be like that? How much more do I...
You are listening to We the People Radio, and we are doing music today from the Patriot Movement. You just heard a clip from our friend, our new best friend, Nate Smoove. It's spelled S-M-O-O-V, like Victor E. And Nate is not a rapper because he wears his pants all the way pulled up, as we actually
normal people
got,
do.
Yes, we got that confirmed in the last segment. And you can actually understand what he's saying. And let's see, what else? Where else do we depart from the normal? Let's see, there's no swearing. I do believe you mentioned God, but, you know, I got to say, in the song before, the Kenyan dude, I was glad that we pre-recorded and we had a really long break in between, because we laughed for quite a while on that one.
Gotta keep it real, folks. Keep it real.
Yeah.
Oh, man, the lines in that thing. For the people that don't know what we're talking about, you need to go to wethepeopleradio.us. You need to listen to the show to this point and then back it up just a little bit and listen to that song.
It was called November.
Ain't nobody mad but the devil.
Oh my gosh, November. We loved it. And so you've been writing, how long have you been writing the November song for the elections? Since 2000?
Since 2009. The early part of 2010. Way before the election.
Nice.
2010, yeah.
That was a fun song. And so before we get all carried away, you have a website, yes?
Yeah, it's www.natesmoove.com.
N-A-T-E.
But you got to spell it smooth with the S-M-O-O-V as in Victor E.
.com.
Yeah. We got it.
Not the T-H. You won't find me at the T-H.
Nope.
No. That just doesn't even fit either. Just doesn't even suit you. So,
If you're Spanish, you can say smoove.
Smoove. And you're down in L.A., so I would imagine it works for you.
Yeah, oh yeah, I'm surrounded.
That's pretty cool. So we will have all your info up on the webpage there, so people can go and read your
check it out.
Read your bio and click on your website. And you're also an artist from the Big Dog Music Mafia group online. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So what's your forte? Are you a blogger? Are you just a songwriter?
I'm just a concerned American that's trying to help other concerned Americans that don't have a voice but think the same way I think. I'm just trying to help expose that, the interest in the country.
Right on.
Get other people's voices heard, like, you know.
And for all those people,
way I can put it out. Yeah. I'm not a fast typer and all that stuff, but I can open my mouth and say something.
Right. You gotta do what you've got available. And I would imagine driving a truck and typing, it's against the law, of course, but it's probably inconvenient, too.
I have to find my, what's the comfortable way I can, you know, express it, and I just found it through the music.
Well, you know, for all those folks out there thinking that the young people are not involved in this movement, your music has the ability to bring a lot of the younger generation into the mix.
Have you
had it? Looking at my demographics on YouTube, I got a YouTube site too, Nate Smoove Media. Some of the songs got video clips, but the demographics was 18 to 64, so I think I got a big spectrum.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I guess you do.
Wow.
NateSmooveMedia.com?
If you go to YouTube, it's NateSmooveMedia.
Oh, okay.
Type that in, and then it'll bring you to my channel.
Nice.
Nate, are you having any opportunity to perform this to the younger crowd?
The thing about me, I'm not a performer because I'm so busy working. So
right.
I develop my songs while I'm at work, since I drive a lot, so I think a lot. Mm-hmm. And once I record it, I don't do no rehearsal, so I don't remember none of those songs. I might remember the chorus and a couple of words, but once they record it, I'm on to the next one. So I'm not a professional entertainer, so I get paid to remember songs.
Right,
I guess we're debuting something here today.
Yeah.
Would you tell us about your new song, Nate, Bless the USA?
New song. Yeah, you guys are blessed today because you're the first crowd to hear it outside of the studio. It's called Bless the USA. A little bit more spiritual realm on that. I'm talking directly to God in proxy of all of us concerned citizens that we need help beyond ourselves, because apparently we can't do it as humans. We need a higher being to help us straighten this mess out, because it's getting worse and worse, and as we depend on man to fix it.
Right.
And it's just called Bless the USA.
Right.
I
love
to produce it. I got my guitar player, Robbie Hunt, on it, you know, to throw some extra stuff on it. And it's pretty nice. I think you guys like it.
Cool. All right, here comes Bless the USA with Nate Smooth.
What's up, America? This your man, Nate Smooth, on a G-Nasty track. Spitting that conservative fire at ya. Coming way from the right, never from the left. I'm bringing it down for ya. Big game, players.
My God, can you bless the USA? Bless the USA. My God, can you bless the USA? Bless the USA. Bless the USA. Can you bless the USA?
First God, let me thank you right away. Yes, indeed I say, this country is so great, yet we have lost our way. Forgive us, Lord, can you today? But we have been astray. That's all that I can say. Forgive us, Lord, today.
You see, evil men and women took us down this path. There's a dedicated few of us that's fighting back. Got a lot of work to do, and we can't look back. Can't look back. No, we can't look back. Keep pushing back the tyranny that's in the way. We have to fight for our freedoms every day. The rhinos and the liberals keep doing us wrong. When the next election comes, their ass is gone.
My God, can you bless the USA? Bless the USA. Bless the USA. Can you bless the USA? My God, can you bless the USA? Bless the USA. Bless the USA. Can you bless the USA?
First God, let me thank you right away. Yes, indeed I say, this country is so great, yet we have lost our way. Forgive us, Lord, can you today? But we have been astray. That's all that I can say. Forgive us, Lord, today.
We have idiots running the White House. Now they're trying to put their hands in our house. Taking over our kids in public schools. Purposely dumbing them down as fools. It's not right, America. Take a stand. Vote the traitors out as fast as you can. Vote for patriotic, God-fearing folk. See, that's the ones that deserve our votes.
My God, can you bless the USA? Bless the USA. Bless the USA. Can you bless the USA? My God, can you bless the USA? Bless the USA. Bless the USA. Can you bless the USA?
No more. I'm telling y'all, socialism got to go. It's killing our spirit, it's killing our pride. It's looking like the American dream has died. America needs us, don't give in. Just fight back the tyranny and all of the sin.
My God, can you bless the USA? Bless the USA. Bless the USA. Can you bless the USA? My God, can you bless the USA? Bless the USA.
We need your blessing, Lord.
Okay. Woo. Every youth group in this country should have that for their theme song.
Is that song on time or what?
Yeah.
Yeah, I write from a higher calling, folks. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no wonder you can't remember the words. You just rattle them off and run from it, huh? That's awesome.
Well, I write them out. I think about everything before I write it, say it. So it's all thought out.
Yeah, but still, I mean, you know, it's you're not gonna do hits of Nate Smoove 20 years from now. You're just gonna go, hey, go check the YouTube channel.
If I'm still 20 years, yeah, I should be coherent by then.
That's fun, but you'll be doing new stuff.
If it comes to me, I'll do it.
Right on.
There you go.
Destined to be way more than a one-hit wonder. That is awesome. What a great song.
Nate, God bless you. Thank you for what you're doing. Thanks. We really appreciate you.
I'm just trying to do my part.
Well, for all those folks that really want to get their younger family members and younger kids involved, and especially, you know, high school and college-age kids and stuff, and they find that there's no voice in the Patriot movement for them, I think you might just absolutely usher them in.
Oh, yeah, you just go to NateSmoove.com. It's more songs than that. I think I got about 12 albums up there. I lost count after 10. That's a lot of stuff on the different subjects.
That's so cool. Well, so what would you like to say to folks? We got about a minute left. It's all you.
Oh, I just want to tell the people to go check out the website. Check out the YouTube, NateSmoove Media. And if you like what you hear, spread it. Tell somebody else, because there's one, you know, each one tell another one, and so on and so on. I'll take one at a time.
Yeah,
I can change one person's thoughts. You know, I don't need the world. I just need one at a time, and so on and so on. So just pass it on.
And we thank you for coming on with us today and taking time out from your work day, and you've made a bunch of people's Sunday morning a lot better. You can,
yeah.
for all
thanks
those folks.
For inviting me.
Yeah, that's terrific. Mike and Patty speak highly of you all the time, so we really appreciate it. Mike, what do you have for us? Got any final thoughts for Nate there?
Yeah, just keep writing them, and we'll just keep this battle going. Keep praying, keep writing those songs.
I'm in it to the end, brother.
Right on.
Thanks, Nate.
Thank you,
talk
Nate.
To you next time.
Thanks.
All right,
Nate.
You guys have a blessed day.
You too.
All right, guys.
All right.
This was an awesome, awesome segue Sunday with all the Patriot music from We the People Radio. We'll be back with you next week. Elizabeth will be back from vacation. And we'll be here on KCNR, 1460 AM, the home of Free Fire Media.
One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let's start right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, the home of Free Fire Media. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.